So last night, another season of American Idol ended. New star was born, Lee DeWise, over Crystal Bowersox. To make it to the top, they all had to accept the hard showbiz truth from Uncle Simon, the Darth Vader of entertainment. You know, Simon Cowell, whose signature is the helpful confidence-boosting remark like this one.
You taking singing lessons?
Yes, I do.
Who's your teacher?
There was this lady up in Montana.
Do you have a lawyer?
No, I don't have a lawyer.
Get a lawyer and sue her. Seriously.
I'm serious.
Cowell is leaving American Idol. He's a producing icon beyond rich, who will hardly disappear. But there was all kinds of emotion surrounding the departure of the prickly cactus of the idol. No more guy you could count on for tough, honest this.
Oh, Robert, I think you just killed my favorite song of all time.
Killed in a good way or a bad way?
I'm afraid. Well, listen, killing is never good.
Killing is never good.
There's never a happy killing.
Which raises the question, forget American Idol, how important is it to have that person who will say the tough thing, be honest, when you need it most? You kind of want a Simon Cowley type around, like a coach.
That was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave him the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked.
That's Jim Mora inspiring his Indianapolis Colts with some very reversed psychology. Tough, like a military commander who pulls no punches.
As head of security, it is my job to keep you alive. I will not succeed.
Or the teacher who simply drives you crazy with humiliation. John Houseman here in The Paper Chase.
Mr. Hart, here is a dime. Call your mother. Tell her there's serious doubt about your becoming a lawyer.
You are a son of a Kingsfield. Mr. Hart!
That is the most intelligent thing you've said today. Let me take your seat.
You fall in love with such characters because somehow deep down their honesty is a begrudging, brambly, maddening form of affection. And once you feel that mixture of authority, contempt, and regard, you sign up for more. Here's my favorite, Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada.
You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue, it's not turquoise, it's not lapis, it's actually cerulean. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Ouch. We don't always want to be told the truth. In politics, we prefer to be lied to. Walter Mondale found that out the hard way back in 1984.
Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did.
Remember President Mondale? Nope. Our Simon Cowells are not in politics. Perhaps it's because we want the honest, tell-it-like-it-is person you can trust to say that you really blew it. That person close by. As poet William Blake once said a long time ago, opposition is true friendship.
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
I kind of feel responsible for you doing well tonight after what I said.
Oh, right.
I do. I genuinely
right,
do after
right.
last week because I gave you a confidence boost and you needed
you
it. This week, very, very smart with that song.
He'll be missed. American Idol's true friend.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.